Okay, President Trump not only cracking down on illegal immigration by land, but also by sea. Cutters, aircraft, and specialized forces are being deployed to key areas, including Florida's coast, Hawaii, Alaska.
So as America locks down its southern border, those wishing to enter the country illegally need another option. And with almost 95,000 miles of shoreline, the U.S. maritime border looks like the best option for gangs and smugglers bringing people here against the law. But there's a problem, because while the greatest military in the world is locking down our land borders, the same thing's happening out at sea, and those attempting to come over that way now get caught and deported almost immediately after they set sail.
In the air and on the water, we spent the day with the Coast Guard as they patrolled the U.S.-Mexico border, the area of operation, Fast.
You're right there. You can see the beginning of the border wall between the U.S. and Mexico. The most dangerous way to cross from Mexico to the U.S. is over the ocean.
What you're seeing here is video. This is the Coast Guard apprehending a vessel. This is part of the Trump administration's crackdown on illegal immigrants.
That's when we came across a spotter.
So he pretty much calls them, let them know, like, you got two Coast Guard boats coming up the way, so they know, like, when they're across or not.
Almost all these pursuits and interdictions and encounters, they take place pitch black offshore.
They're blending in with all this traffic that you see out here.
Boats in disguise and increased maritime traffic overall make it difficult for authorities to know which vessels to stop.
What's going on now is they're chasing that boat, which is non-responsive, and they're trying to get in front of it.
It's basically a dogfight on the water.
So illegal water crossings have a higher chance of being successful, but also involve a higher level of risk. And what nobody's talking about is the reason these are still happening is because no matter how much you lock down America's physical borders, the maritime borders are always going to remain open to an extent. Which means the gangs making billions bringing people and products illegally into America still have a way to scam others by selling them passage to a sanctuary city where they can attempt to live out a counterfeit version of the American dream, oftentimes working in an exploitive situation to pay back smuggling fees, which are now in the tens of thousands of dollars. But with the U.S. coastline now being relentlessly monitored both by sea and by air, those who wish to come across that way, well, the fees for that might get even higher. However, the country's coastline is so vast, and there's no way our military can cover entire swaths of the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans at once. And just as our maritime border enforcement includes gathering intelligence and spying on these trafficking gangs before they leave port in their home countries, these smugglers are doing the exact same thing, watching our ships and patrol aircraft to find whatever holes they can in our ever-growing web that's designed to stop them. And that brings us to the real reason why this naval battle over America's coastline may go on for quite a while. People still want to come to America, and this might be their last chance to do it illegally. Plus, these gangs are perfectly happy using this opportunity to flood our country with devastating illegal products that also make them money, while wreaking havoc on our progressive inner cities, which have decriminalized the usage of such things in public. But many of these cities also have sanctuary laws that hide unlawful residents from the federal government, allowing them to live as part of a growing criminal underworld if they're willing to risk their lives to come here like this. There were three people clinging to that little rubber raft for dear life because the ship they were on capsized and the Coast Guard had to rescue them, revealing these smugglers care absolutely nothing for the people they're trafficking into America. If they make it in, great. If not, well, the cartel still got their money, which just empowers them to try again with others. And as you're about to see, the tactics they use to get around our maritime forces like the Coast Guard look like something out of a movie.
Incredible how close these boats get when they make those turns.
Sirens screaming, the boats turning those corkscrews in San Diego Bay. It's basically a dogfight on the water. They fire those warning shots, then use a paintball gun and practice disabling the engines.
All right, go.
That's absolutely insane. It's like a race where this boat is trying to outrun the Coast Guard and make it to a place where it can drop people off before they get stopped. And they're using this paintball gun right here to practice targeting the engine of this boat to shoot it and disable it so the thing can't move and it's just dead in the water. And although this might seem like overkill, the operators of these boats are dangerous gang members. They could be armed and they care absolutely nothing for anybody who's on board with them. And they put those people in grave danger to try and enter the country without permission.
Now, overall, across the U.S. border with Mexico in 2024, encounters with migrants was way down. Not so much in this sector, but as the rest of that border continues to be sealed up, there is concern in the Coast Guard that it could cause a so-called balloon effect, pushing more migrants to try the incredibly perilous journey to the U.S. by sea.
That's exactly what's happening. You've got 12,000 troops at the U.S. border right now. And all of those troops, they're an obstacle. That's basically impassable. Crossings there are down 95% since Trump took office. You'll never get across the U.S. border now. We've got helicopters. They're using night vision. They're catching everyone and anything that tries to come through. And when they catch people, those folks get turned around and sent back to their home countries, sometimes within hours. This is literally a night and day difference between how things were just a couple of months ago. It's astounding. Here you can see an image of the border wall with buses full of people who are being deported and sent back. But this type of lockdown isn't possible out at sea where you can't wall off the ocean.
There's still a lot of water. Right there, you can see the beginning of the border wall between the U.S. and Mexico.
Look at this. The wall just stops. There's a gap. You could literally get yourself out here in a little craft and just make your way right around it if you wanted to. And that's what people are doing. But that's not the only problem. The boats people come across in don't exactly have a pirate's flag or other distinguishing mark on them to let the Coast Guard or whoever's watching know that they're trouble. In fact, smugglers do their best to disguise their boats so they don't look anything like a smuggling vessel. But their goal is to blend in with the traffic that's already out there on the ocean in things like fishing boats, trawlers, pleasure boats that might look like there's only a few people on board, but really are full of hidden compartments beneath where people are hiding.
Coast Guard members of the San Diego station talked about the immense job of patrolling these waters.
They're blending in with all this traffic that you see out here.
Boats in disguise and increased maritime traffic overall make it difficult for authorities to know which vessels to stop. 600.
Yeah, they're going to have no idea who they need to stop. If everything looks normal and there's thousands of boats out there, how do you know what's what? And how do you even know where that boat may have come from? I'm sure all the time they stop folks who aren't smugglers or gang members, who will often just ditch whatever craft they came over in, which is why in some parts of the country, you used to see these things littering beaches because the boat served its purpose and got people ashore for thousands of dollars. But these smugglers, they'll do basically anything to get folks or products across. And this isn't just a problem in California where you've got a section of the border wall that just kind of ends and could be driven around. No, this is a problem in other parts of the country as well.
It's been extremely frustrating for all of us along the Florida Eastern Sea board. These migrant landings specifically, that the word was out that if they made it to shore, then they got to stay. They would pull up on our beaches in broad daylight. 20, 30 people would jump out of boats. Our residents would be videoing these individuals. We would spend thousands of dollars.
This is such an easy problem to ignore if you don't live on a coastal area where this stuff is happening and you and your neighbors are videotaping it on your cell phones. But look at this. If we zoom in on Florida, it is incredibly close to Cuba and the Bahamas. And apparently what the Coast Guard does is they've got spying operations set up in some of these countries where they're watching these gang members to try and figure out when they're getting ready to leave port and come over here. That's one of the ways where they know to even send out their patrol boats to try and stop them. But Florida and California are polar opposites politically, and they've got very different approaches to how they handle illegal sea-based incursions in the first place. Florida's out there cooperating with the federal government in order to keep Florida's residents safe from gang activity and danger. But in California, when one of these boats lands and people enter the country illegally, local police in many cases are told to stand down.
We are told that our local authorities are prohibited from working with federal authorities to try to stop people like this.
Another incident caught on camera in the spring in Newport Harbor. More than 20 suspected migrants seen scattering.
Sources tell us this is the boat the migrants were using. You can see it's an old fishing boat. There's some wear and tear. And if you look inside, there's a stack of life vests.
If you're a resident that lives near this and you've got to watch this taking place, it's got to be terrifying because these smugglers, these guys are dangerous, they've got weapons, and you don't know who anybody is. But the real problem here is that by the local jurisdiction refusing to cooperate with the mission of Border Patrol and help federal law enforcement, you've got a permanent hole in the wall, so to speak, along the coast where people know that they can get in and get assistance. And with people paying thousands of dollars to be smuggled into the country, it's hard to blame these traffickers from trying to enter America, especially when they can land in a place where that sanctuary state hopes they're successful. However, it's not as easy to enter America by sea or by land as it used to be, because now the U.S. has eyes everywhere, and for that reason, smugglers who can get people through, they've got to do it with smaller amounts of people, which means those people pay a lot more for the privilege of illegally entering our country.
We drove overnight to a safe house near the southern border in New Mexico to meet a woman who just hours ago arrived on U.S. soil. She paid smugglers over $15,000 to get here. By morning, she'll be dropped off at her final destination elsewhere in the U.S. We learned her journey was facilitated by a network of Americans smuggling people from across the nearly 2,000-mile-long stretch of the southern border.
That's absolutely crazy. You've got people who are Americans or live in America, and they figured out a way to illegally team up with these gangs and cartels to sneak people across. And what you have here are U.S. citizens who basically pick up where the cartels leave off. The cartels and smugglers get people across the border, whether it's the land border or a water border, and then these American coyotes, that's a name for a smuggler, pick them up and bring them the rest of the way. And since these are U.S. citizens who presumably speak English and have identification and know how local laws work, they're a lot harder to stop than somebody who doesn't have any of that stuff.
I get GPS sent to me, come out here, and we get in my vehicle, and then we head on out.
After migrants cross into the U.S. illegally with the help of the cartels, Joe meets them.
We're going to a motel that was used as, you know, a place to help illegal immigrants stay.
So these hotels and motels across the region are used to stash migrants.
Oh, yeah.
So this guy, he gets a message from a cartel. They say, hey, go to such and such a coordinate, pick people up, and then bring them somewhere. And they're bringing them to these shady motels that are roadside places, and they're having people blend in basically as travelers. Oh, they're just passing through the country before they make their way up north to a sanctuary city. But what this guy doesn't realize is that he's part of what is essentially modern day slavery. These folks that are being brought in, since they can no longer claim asylum and have no legal pathway to living here, they're gonna be targets of the criminal underworld the entire time they remain in this country. That means they're just gonna be exploited. They're not gonna be living the American dream, because the money that they might be making here, it's just gonna get sent back to these gang members. And if that doesn't happen, these gang members have plenty of ways, like this American, that they can use to check up on and monitor these people.
Most Americans who watch this are going to say that you are part of the problem. You are getting enriched off the backs of people. You are part of this cartel-run operation. People are pissed about this.
They are. Is it wrong? Yeah, a lot of people think it's wrong. I try to say, you know, I'm doing something right to help a family out, trying to get away from that poverty, that violence, that
This is the lie that he believes. He thinks that he's helping people escape poverty and violence, but while they're in America, they're just controlled by violent people who keep them in poverty by exploiting them. And when people come across, they've got tiny little cards in their pockets that have the banking and routing information for these cartels written down so they know where to send their money. And with so many gang members entering our country over the last few years, America's infested with assets that can be used to keep tabs on these folks and make them pay. And even after that, even after these individuals have paid back the gangs that brought them into this country, it's not like they're free. At that point, they're still living in the country unlawfully. They've got no legal pathway to citizenship to begin with, which means they're just gonna have to continue relying on the criminal underworld if they want to stay here. They're gonna be exploited forever. But wait till you hear how much money these US smugglers are making off this twisted process.
This is about money. He says he makes about $2,000 for every person he helps into the US, and sometimes moves six people a week.
So these are wire transfers from the illegal migrants.
So this guy's making $12,000 a week doing this. Of course, he's found a way in his mind to rationalize what he's doing. He's just as greedy as the cartels and smugglers. They're justifying what they're doing, saying that they're making the world a better place. This guy's doing the same thing. Really, it's just imprisoning people in poverty forever while they put their lives at great risk to come across. And as the southern border continues to close, this guy's gonna get sent to more parts of the country that are near the coastline. He's gonna be picking up people who just came through the ocean and almost didn't make it. But that's not even the worst part of this whole process.
As the U.S. steps up enforcement, the cost per migrant jumps up.
Yeah, they're getting ready to spike up right away. It's gonna get a lot worse than...
Okay, so as things get worse for the people crossing, they're just gonna get financially better for this guy who's still gonna tell himself that in his mind that he's making the world a better place because he's doing people a favor, but really what he's done is by bringing people across who might have to pay $20,000, $30,000, they're gonna be working off that debt to these cartels for a very long time. And then again, after that finishes, what reward do they have? Nothing. They've still gotta communicate with criminals. And as the border gets harder and harder to cross, more people are gonna make this dangerous water crossing, more lives are going to be at risk. More people are going to needlessly be accosted throughout all of this. What do you think about that? Are people who are helping folks illegally enter the country doing the world a favor, or are they just doing criminals a favor? Are they criminals? And how do you think the U.S. could lock down its maritime border? Is it possible to build offshore structures to stop boats from getting through, or will there always be folks who manage to get through this way? Let me know. Thank you so much for watching. I'll see you in the next video.